The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Focus on what's going on in the world is our pride and joy here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Hello, I'm Dugger. Chucker is not here. Let's see here. Who isn't? Let's go through the list of who isn't here. Okay, Kenny? Chucker is not here. Richer is not here. Poorer is not here. Roberta is not here. Jennifer isn't here. But Michael Forte is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're going to celebrate vacation time for some. Labor Day weekend is upon us. And the celebration later in this hour will feature a return to those thrilling days of yesteryear on a Labor Day broadcast that changed a lot of the good times that were had by people in the 60s on the radio all over the country. And you'll hear some of the silliest things that ever has been on the radio. So anyway, get to that. We oftentimes at the end of the week talk about some of the items that have been big during the course of the week. And most of you know I do a radio show called the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is a review for a couple of hours every weekend. There are a lot of great, same great stations that carry the Good Day program as to what the top 10 talk topics of the week have been. And then we ask you in the poll over the weekend to tell us what you think was important. What's the most important story here out of the top 10? Is it ISIS? Is it politics? Is it the president? Is it Michael Brown? Are the Burger King conversations important to you? Are the Russians and the Ukrainians? The earthquake? The television award season beginning? Major League Baseball? And more importantly, that the soccer thing. What I find in the number 10 item on the countdown was the one that I find to be the most, I don't know, this is silly stuff, conversation gone bad maybe, but it is what great conversations, compelling conversations, maybe, even though the outcome of this conversation is completely meaningless. There has been a controversy created by ESPN, apparently, Kenny, that claims that Michael Sam, the new football player, is waiting to shower until after the rest of the team gets cleaned up. So there have been people asking questions on both sides. It's referred to as the shower, the Sam Shower Report. Michael Sam Shower Report, which is, I said, thanks. Did you hear me what I just said? That was a Freudian slip. The Michael Sam Shower Report, I think, is what I said, meaning Michael Sam. So you think about how silly some of this stuff is that gets the conjecture. And it's, I mean, I don't think anybody gets hurt here. It is just, it's a display of how a lot of these media operations work because they aren't getting enough attention. People, there's so many different sports networks, right? How many different, there's a CBS Sports Network, there's the ESPN Sports Network, there's the NBC Sports Network, and then who am I leaving out? Fox Sports Channel. How many different sports radio sports networks? I think there are at least four or five, aren't there, Kenny?
And, oh, yeah, and at least.
And then go to television and watch, never mind how many different networks, how many different channels ESPN has on its own. So what do they talk about? How can you find something new about all this stuff? I mean, it's bad enough that a lot of the conversation sounds nonsensical. I find, and I'm not a big fan of sports, and those of you who listen to me know that, but I do listen to some of the sports talk radio shows because I think actually they're fairly entertaining. The guys are kind of dems, dats, d's, and does. And yet there is an interesting, I don't know if you'd call it, it's not conflict or tension. It's just sometimes the relationships and the things that they say and can say because it's in the name of sports, they just find it entertaining and amusing. Much more so than some of the political shows that are on the news talk radio stations around the country that have become just You know what I mean? It's the same. It's like a fire alarm. When it goes off in the building, it's the same sound over and over and over again. And some of these sports guys, they, you know, they've taken over some of the talk radio stations, and they've done it because they aren't necessarily controversial. And so the advertisers don't get upset about it, and the people at Media Matters don't get upset about it because they don't. They only want to get Rush Limbaugh anyway. So it's becoming sort of amusing to listen to some of this stuff. And God knows there's no really good personality radio left on most of the music stations. So where do people listen to the radio? Hello, some of you dummies that are running radio networks and companies. They listen to the radio because they want to have companionship. They want to feel like they're part of the conversation or what's going on. So when you play the same 700 records over and over and over and over again, who's going to listen to that stuff? And that's why the spoken word formats are still by far the best, the most listened to, whether it's news stations, news talk radio stations, the sports talk stations. And anyway, so I got a large charge out of listening to some of this stuff. As a matter of fact, Michael, play the cut that we have from Matt Murphy, because this pretty much sums up. This is one of the sports talk show hosts. You got to know, I play this. This pretty much puts it all into perspective.
I love the answer that Alec Ogletree gave. I'm not really tracking that. You know what's not in my field of vision? When Michael Sam takes a shower. Here's the thing. They're creating this story because there isn't one. Because they want eyeballs. So ESPN, you know someone at ESPN, like, there's got to be someone that doesn't want to shower with Michael Sam. We got to find that person. There's got to be somebody. There's got to be one member of the team that's like, I ain't showering with no gay guy. Find them. Get them on TV. And they go and they look for them and everybody's like, I don't really track that. I just go into the shower, I shower, I leave.
So anyway, Kenny, what other things are coming out of this Michael Sam shower report other than the obvious foolishness that we've sort of talked about already?
Well, the whole thing was so ridiculous because it was an ESPN reporter who was talking to, and I forget who the player was. And they were talking about the preseason and about Michael Sam, and the guy was saying how he fits in great. He's a great part of the team. He's no different than any other rookie, and it was all kinds of positive stuff. And then out of the blue, she says, "What can you tell me about the rumors that he won't shower with the rest of the team?" It's like, I don't really track when Michael Sam takes a shower.
This is so stupid. Oh, my God, these people are so vapid. Ay, 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 ay. Ah! But you know what? It is. It's funny how much, you know what? And the same thing sort of happens around Obama a lot of times. I mean, not that Obama doesn't deserve to get skewered, because he does, or most politicians deserve to get skewered, but some of the stuff that comes up is just wacko.
Yeah, did you see all this stuff about his tan suit?
Are you talking about Michael Sam, or are you talking about Barack Obama?
President Obama.
No, what?
Obama wore a tan suit. Usually he's in a dark suit. And
right.
He wore a tan suit yesterday. Big deal. Everybody made such a huge fuss. It was all over people making jokes and reading things into it. And it became one of the big...
What are they reading into it? What are they reading into him wearing a tan suit? It's summertime.
Ridiculous stuff. Yeah, somebody posted, you know, you're not the president of Sears.
That's pretty. How about a seersucker suit? When's the last time we saw a president or a governor wear a seersucker? When's the last time you wore a seersucker suit? I used to wear, in my business days, I used to wear suits all the time. Sport coats and slacks and ties were more my thing. But I have a closet full of great suits that I haven't worn for a long time. And I remember when I was a kid having leisure suits, having a seersucker suit. My father was in the clothing business. And I even had a checkered suit like Pinky Lee. You probably don't even remember who Pinky Lee is. But those of you who are old enough who are listening to me remember Pinky Lee. I used to have a suit just like that. And it's like a clown suit. And a lot of this stuff is silly. But to make something out of the tan suits are actually quite in vogue at this time of year. And people who are trying to create this image of stiffness, come on. Again, plenty of stuff you can talk about with regard to Mr. Obama without that, but there's nothing. It's Labor Day. So the other thing that's going to, well, the other thing the news media is going to pay attention to is silly things. Instead of Mr. Obama, who's kind of skulking around trying to make a climate deal with some of the European nations that doesn't have to go through Congress, that's something that will rip people apart when they wake up to it, which hopefully isn't going to be too late. Anyway, so some fun stuff with regard to how it is that we view certain issues, and that's why we're here. People in the news coming up in the next half hour, plus our celebration of Labor Day. Are you traveling this Labor Day weekend? Our poll yesterday, how far are you traveling? Let's see, 29% of you said you're not going anywhere. I guess that's us. 23% said less than 100 miles. 19% said between 100 and 500 miles. 15% said between 500 and 1,000 miles. 14% said 1,000 miles, over 1,000. That's you, Kenny, because you're leaving later on to go to the East Coast. Happy birthday. Mm-hmm. 18 after on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Got a good body.
It's got a great taste. It's very smooth. Right? I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, like, that was good. Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 24th through September 1st. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $89. Or AKG headphones or an AKG vocal mic, only $19 each. Get a Casio digital piano for just $299. Or pick up a Meinl Cajon for just $50. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
15 minutes and you can change your oil with Valvoline.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is just advice, listen if you will. Every single day your liquor sipping when you chill. Living with your parents, never chipping for the bills. You need to scrub the dirty dishes in their kitchen off for real. This is just your life, listen if you want. Don't just spend your whole day on the sofa hitting blunts. You were on the back of the line right now. Gotta progress, gotta move, you gotta work so we can get you to the front. Put the nuggets down, put some veggies on your plate. Exercise a bit, feel incredible and great. You're addicted to your iPhone, saying that you're lonely. You should speak your English, now the language is emoji. Be on time to work, don't upset your boss. Every single day you gotta brush your teeth and floss. If you can get 8 hours of sleep at night, or mentally you'll be lost. Consume a lot of food or water before you go drink. Lots of alcohol or you'll be puking in the sink. Breakups really freaking hurt, let me mention. Before you fall in love, know the person's intentions. Listen to this twice, this is just your life. Even if you're not religious, live it like your Christ. Gotta just accept that there will be days where you wake up feeling crappy. It don't matter, make it a mission to be nice. Look kids, I know that adulthood is a little scary. But trust me, follow these words and you'll be just fine. Also, drink coffee. Let's speed it up.
Your taxes every single year in April. Buy a little bit of property and build yourself a home. And you should probably start a company, cause paying off the student loans is difficult. But either way, do something with your life. Don't spend every paycheck that you make on Michael Kors, a pair of Jordans, man. Invest your money, save it for retirement, and wait until you're 30 to get married. And before you go have children, you should travel with your husband or your wife. If you have a conversation, look the person in the eye, and if you check their hand, you should do it with a firm grip. Don't make fun of people, cause a lot of them are going through depression, pain, and sorrow. They're not telling you about. Be an individual with principle and character, and try to treat the people that surround you with respect. You gotta try to lose your ego if you want to gain momentum. Now go out and show the whole entire world what you're about.
So, that was one of our videos of the day, the audio from the video from YouTube, actually. The YouTube artist Mark Lethal? How does it pronounce?
Lethal.
Okay. Known for his fast rap videos. He recently went to a high school. He from a high school music teacher. I got a letter from a high school music teacher. Said she loved his videos but couldn't show them to her students because of the bad language. She asked if he could make one to inspire her students and to do it without any bad language. She also asked if he liked Mozart. So the video is what he did for her and her students. So you listen to the audio right there. The words go by so fast, though, you have to watch it to get everything that he says. Another something silly from our video of the day department. Sometimes we're silly, sometimes we're serious, but there's always something compelling there every single day. Kenny puts that together. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. The monologues this week have been limited to because there's only one live show, the CBS Late Show with David Letterman is the only thing that's been live. Everything else has been recorded. Jay Leno were around. I don't think he didn't take any vacations, or he didn't take many vacations, did he? Kenny, he was like 1 week a year or something, a couple of weeks a year he'd be gone. But other than that, that show aired every single night.
He didn't take a lot of days off.
No, well, he was really liked to work, and it showed. Anyway, so here David Letterman jokes about what's going on in the world of presidential politics.
Whether you know it or not, we're right in the middle of a presidential campaign. It never stops. It never stops. For the love of goodness, please make it stop. Can't we go maybe 4, 8, 12 years without a president? Whoa, what could be? Could it be any worse? No, of course not.
All right, now, could we go for 4 years without a president? Now, there's a concept. There's an idea. Huh? Could we go for 4 years without a president? What an interesting idea to think about. People in the news, Joan Rivers, placed in a medically induced coma. She was having a routine endoscopy yesterday. Not long after the procedure started, she stopped breathing. Rushed to, this was an one of those, what do they call it, in-office visits? I forget what they call those, but they're not in the hospital. So she was rushed to Mount Sinai. Her daughter, Melissa Rivers, flew in and said, quote, I want to thank everybody for the overwhelming love and support for my mother. I wonder if everybody, who is it? She just walked off somebody's TV show a couple of weeks ago. Who was that? Do you remember? Kenny?
There's somebody on CNN or something.
Yeah. So anyway, and a lot of people just don't like Joan Rivers. Haven't liked her. She's pretty acerbic, can be kind of nasty. But that's the way, apparently, people, we were talking earlier about what gets her attention with the Michael Sam thing. Well, this is her routine, is that's the way she gets attention. So anyway, hold a good thought for Joan Rivers, 28 after the hour, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Reagan and Ron Christie. Coming right up, biographers describe two different Ronald Reagans, a shrewd, brilliant pal and an under-informed bumbler. Which was it?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for their couch-snuggling, ball-chasing, face-licking, and, of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare. How intuitive. And now he appears to be excited. Turning in circles. Ah, the happy dance of coming with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Reagan and Christie. Reagan biographer Rick Perlstein describes a politician who's very high EQ and IQ, but biographer Lou Cannon describes an underinformed bumbler as president. Who's the real Reagan?
Ronald Reagan had a remarkable ability to not only take the temperature of his audience he was in front of, but also the world. I think that he had a grasp of foreign policy. Many of the policies that he undertook led to an era of prosperity for America. He understood, and his doctrine, peace through strength, and working with Margaret Thatcher and working with our allies, I think he knew how to take a measure of a people.
Well, the mistake that some people make is assuming that he wasn't actually bright. Perlstein doesn't make that mistake. Perhaps Cannon does to an extent. He was actually a very intelligent person. I think where his deficiencies, if you want to call them that, lay were in his emotions. He felt very strongly about things, and when he felt strongly enough about things, that could influence his thinking about it. It would lead him to deny realities that were plain to other people. For instance, that Nixon was indefensible after a point. He kept defending Nixon after Watergate.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute today.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
So to speak, 33 at the hour. Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. In this half hour, we'll deal with some of the issues of the day today, as usual, and celebrate a little bit of a former Labor Day. not sure how to quite categorize this. This is a radio program that was a feature. We call them vignettes. That started on this day in 1964, I believe, on WCFL in Chicago. Now, why is it important, WCFL? What is that all about? The Chicago Federation of Labor owned this radio station, WCFL. And those of you who are from Chicagoland, those of you who are in Illinois, and you go back that far, you know what a stranglehold that radio station had for about 15 years on listenership. Never mind WGN, never mind WLS, but WCFL was because of the talent that was there during the golden age of rock. Some of the great creative radio voices of that era were on that radio station, and they started a lot of things, including some interesting Labor Day programming. And what I'm going to play for you, what Michael's going to play for you in a few minutes, has nothing at all to do with Labor Day. Not a thing, other than the vignette started on Labor Day. And it's from there. Maybe you can, you want to speculate? 888-302-3684. Those of you who are, and this was a national phenomenon. By the time it was done, 3 or 4 years later, the episode, they produced about 450 episodes of this particular saga. And it wasn't just heard in Illinois, it was heard all over the country. 1,500 radio stations were carrying this vignette. It was so much fun. So if you want to speculate as to what you think I'm talking about, 888-302-3684. That's the number for input no matter what. If you want to be heard on the air, you want to be a star. If you want to tweet or give us some Facebook input, that's easy. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com. I don't believe Jennifer will be back until the middle of next week. Roberta, I think, as well. Richie is around later on, so that takes care of that. Kenny, while we're thinking about Facebook and Twitter, what sort of input are you getting regarding issues? What's the number one issue on the minds of people listening to this program?
We actually posted that on the Facebook page, the top 10 talk topics,
right,
according to talkers, and asked what's most important to you. And Yvonne and Jay both say the crisis with ISIS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think crisis, whatever word you want to use for it, it's capturing a lot of attention, whether or not they will come to America. Some of the prognosticators say, oh, it's inevitable. They're going to come here. They've only been around for 3 or 4 months, and look at what they've done. If you look at the way they killed these Syrian soldiers this week, scores of captives that they had around that airport that they took, and if you look at some of the video from that, just the brutality of these people. They're subhumans, monsters. They massacred these extremists. They massacred, chopped them up, and done horrible things to these Syrian soldiers. So that's what you're dealing with. Are they coming here? Well, there are a lot of people who like to scare you into, okay, got to pay more attention to the government. We got to be in lockstep with them. And who knows under the circumstances? One thing we do know is that they ought to be eliminated. The refugees from Syria now surpass 3 million. People who have run into Jordan, they've gone to Libya, they're going any place they can go to get out of Syria. And that's really what these ISIS guys want. They want to kill everybody that doesn't sign on with them, or they want to drive them out, one or the other, or both. That's what they want. So we're not dealing with Casper Milktoast here, Kenny. What other comments have you got?
Some comments about a story that didn't make the top 10. The 9-year-old girl that was on the shooting range. Used the Uzi and accidentally killed the instructor.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little long, but I think this is really good. Someone named DW says, so many mistakes. The right to bear arms is important and should be taken far more seriously than bullets and burgers. When I was 12, I brought a .22 bolt-action rifle into the house with a loaded magazine in it, nothing in the chamber, and when Dad found out, there was no hunting for the rest of the year. The rules for gun safety are strict for a reason, and almost all of them were broken in this case. Until you can fire a full magazine on target one at a time, you should not be in full auto, no matter what your age.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's a well-thought-out overview. All right, full auto. If you have heard the video from the firing range, the instructor tells this 9-year-old girl, all right, full auto. She braces the Uzi submachine gun and opens fire at a silhouette target. But the recoil wrenches this fully automatic weapon backwards, and the instructor, his head basically was blown off. So this discussion this week, appropriate, very necessary, a very powerful debate over whether youngsters need to be around any sort of gun. Never mind a 9-year-old girl and an Uzi. A lot of people are wondering what sort of parents would let a child do this. And I sure as heck am one of them, and I'm betting most of you are as well. Anything along that line in the comment department? I think yesterday we heard from some people who said that these parents ought to go to jail.
Yeah.
Guy's dead because of their... Well, I mean, the guy, I suppose, was a co-conspirator in a sense, because he could say, no, sorry, we don't allow girls or 9-year-olds or whatever on the shooting range. So, but this is so unnecessary. Wow. Oof.
Christian says, if you're not legally allowed to drive a vehicle, why on earth would you be allowed to fire an Uzi?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Mm. Yeah. Did we get any comments yesterday about the discussion, or since yesterday, about that new English language Al-Qaeda magazine that features a how-to article on making bombs and suggesting targets in the United States? Like, I think we focused on Las Vegas. The military colleges are supposedly inside oil tankers, that kind of stuff.
I don't see anything.
Okay, I wondered what people thought about that or how they reacted to that. 888-302-3684. Okay, so this high school situation, when I say high school situation, I noticed online yesterday a number of friends of Douglas MacArthur McCain drawn into conversation about him and this other guy, Troy, is it Castigar? That was the other kid that was killed, went to fight with the jihadists. Why were they drawn into radicalism? Can you remember somebody when you were in high school or maybe even in college, if you are a college graduate, can you remember a misfit, somebody who just... I was thinking as I read some things about these guys, I can remember any number. A kid named... I'm not going to use his last name. I'm not going to use his first name either. But I can remember him as being kind of a nerd, but he had this energy around him that was pretty negative. Nobody really wanted to be his friend. He was an outcast, pretty good student, but he just didn't fit. And I never thought about it at the time, but now reading the profiles of these two guys, especially McCain, I could see this guy doing what these... I'm talking about the kid that was in school with me back in the 60s. I could see if the time were right, if he were around today, I could see him joining this. But I could see a lot of people that are just so misfit, so outcast, whatever it is, that they would join one of these groups. I could see it happening. People say, what's the matter with these people? Well, there are a lot of people who are just not happy with what's going on in America, and this is their way of getting back because they're disturbed. Doesn't mean it's right. It just means that there are a lot of people, too many, who are disenfranchised by what's going on here. And so this is the way of getting back. And this is, again, not right, but that's the way they think. And crazy as it seems, many of them think they don't have any choices. They need to end their lives, and this is the way to do it. Put themselves in harm's way. You're going to get blown up. If you go with these guys, chances are pretty good you're going to get knocked off. And if anything, they'll put Americans out in front as cannon fodder. And so, hello, bing, bang, boom, and you're gone. No good. What's the best American for these guys is a dead American, no matter whether they joined the cause or they didn't join the cause. So I think you're going to see more of that, Frank, because a lot of people who are disturbed, we have lots of disturbed people in our country who haven't been taken care of by the system. And look at all the people who've shot up college campuses in high school. You know, these people are crazy by definition. They're insane. But they're here. They aren't being acknowledged or taken care of. And so, okay, we got a passport. Get on the plane. Let's go over there and see if we can get some attention. We want attention. Everybody will know who I am, some of these people would tell you, as they leave to go over to fight with these nutbirds, these crazy... Well, the people at the top aren't crazy. They want domination. They want power. They want control. And to a point, they already have it. Look at the money they've gotten out of the banks they've robbed. And look at the way they got the oil fields now. And they got an airport. Man, they're heading to town. 16 before the hour. All right. Off the serious stuff to something that you will smile about, no doubt. Hopefully a good remembrance for those of you who go back to the 60s. If not, you'll still have fun in a moment here on Good Day.
The Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is on, with over 250 of the latest styles all on sale now. Get Black Forest Oak Laminate for a crazy 39 cents a square foot. Beautiful and durable bamboo for just $159. Classic prefinished gunstock oak hardwood for $149. All gorgeous Bellawood prefinished hardwood is on sale. Plus, get special 24-month financing. Go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Hurry, this sale ends Tuesday. The fall flooring season is here. Why aren't you?
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they break into a daze and head to their nearest Staples store. Why? Here's a woman doing the shopping cart dance in her dorm room. Why are you dancing?
I just got Sharpie markers for $2, a Toshiba laptop for $229, and a 16-gig flash drive for $7. Oh, yeah!
I can see you're excited, but shouldn't we turn the music down? Your roommate is trying to sleep.
Don't worry, she sleeps through anything.
Well, there you have it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. When it's supplies, you go to staples.com for details.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like an Epiphone Les Paul, just $89. Or AKG headphones or an AKG vocal mic, only $19 each. Get a Casio digital piano for just $299. Or pick up a Mino Cajon for just $50. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
All right, so I've been talking about this off and on for the last hour. The essence of the Chicago Federation of Labor buying a lot of organizations and groups own their own radio stations and still do. A lot of ministries, a lot of people who have access to grind to buy radio stations so they can tell their story. I think that was the case to a point. But then the Chicago Federation of Labor got smart. They had a lot of money. They hired really good talent, and they had some great radio in the days. And one of the greatest things that ever happened at that radio station was the development of a company called the Radio Ranch. A guy named Dick Orkin, who is still around, had just an amazing imagination. And so on this date in 1964, he, along with a great radio voice, a guy named Jim Runyon, who was on great stations in Chicago and Cleveland and Boston, he's the voice as we begin an episode of Chicken Man.
Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
Benton Harper, employed as a shoe salesman for a large downtown department store, spends his weekends, his only 2 days off, striking terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere as the white-winged warrior called Chicken Man. How did it come about that Benton Harbor weekend-winged warrior selected the visage of the chicken in his crusade against the forces of evil? Now it can be told.
Yes, may I help you?
How do you do? I'm looking for a costume.
Well, what did you have in mind?
Something that will strike terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere.
I see. Well, how about this?
No, I don't think so.
Why not try it on?
Very well.
Here, I'll help you.
Thank you.
There you are. Now, take a look in the mirror.
Not bad. I wonder if you would permit me to conduct a quick experiment outside this store.
Certainly.
Me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal? Fine. Would you take a look at this costume I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Do you feel anything strange? Anything at all?
Yeah.
And what is that?
I'd like to kiss you.
Kiss me?
Yeah.
How do you account for that?
Because you look like an adorable bunny rabbit.
Well, how did it go?
What else do you have?
A teddy bear and a chicken.
A teddy bear?
It'd be cute.
Wrap up the chicken, please.
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
Why that tickled me as much as it did. That feature with Runyon and Orkin and his wife was on 1,500 radio stations if it was on two during the course of 64, 65, 66, 67 in there. And those of you, again, who are old enough, it may mean nothing to you, but when you listen to it, you got to have there's a little twinkle in one's eye. And the thing goes on. The shoe salesman's name is Benton Harbor. And he has crime fighting in his blood, as it were. and the promo for it, I remember it like it was yesterday. His foul attempts to fight crime and save the environment. It was just silly. Where is that? We don't have any of that stuff. One of the great purveyors of it, who's been in Seattle radio for a long, long time, is retired. Just so many of these people that have been around that were great radio people. I'm holding on to the fort here. Kenny, you got to hold down the fort. 51 after a good day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day program. Thank you, thank you. You're welcome. It's Labor Day weekend, but that doesn't change who's on duty, who has to do his work no matter what. Shelley Palmer is our technology reporter, and in a moment he's going to talk with you about a new service that allows you to rent extra space in your house for people who need to store things. Somebody sent me an email the other day, wondered if I had a small space to rent them for storage in one of my barns on the farm. And I said, no, I don't really have it. But maybe there's a way of organizing, and that's what we're going to find out here. I don't know how it deals with technology, so now my interest is really piqued. Shelley Palmer up next here on Good Day.
This weekend during Guitar Center's Labor Day sale, save up to 50% off our everyday unbeatable price on the gear you need to get out and play. Like a Martin acoustic guitar for just $349, a Pioneer DJ controller for just $199, a Casio digital piano for only $299, or a Meinl Cajon for just $50. And 3 sets of Ernie Ball acoustic guitar strings, just $10. Plus, get special extended financing when you use your Guitar Center gear card. The only question is, where will you play? Now through Monday, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 24th through September 1st. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, got some extra space in your garage and need some extra cash? Check out Roost, essentially Airbnb for storage. Roost is a new service that lets you rent out the extra space in your house to other people so they can store their stuff. If you're shopping for storage, Roost's website lets you search by location and access level. Need 24/7 access to your things? Filter by places that let you have a key. A little less demanding? Find a place that asks for 48 hours advance notice. You can also sort your search by total available size, so you'll be able to know right away if your spare twin bed can fit. Ruse performs background checks on hosts, and storage locations have public ratings and reviews, so you'll be able to feel safe leaving your prized possessions with a complete stranger. The service even includes an insurance policy to cover any damage or loss. Roost is only available in San Francisco for now, but hopes to expand to other major markets soon. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If you're carrying emotional baggage, that's not considered a carry-on, so you won't have to pay extra. If a dog pees on your sandcastle, I'd start a new sandcastle. If you want to spend less on a hotel, keep listening by utilizing your ears.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the Labor Day sale. Hurry and book by September 1st or travel by September 8th. Hotels.com, the obvious choice.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All right. So now in the focus, whether you're on a plane, a train, or an automobile, vacation season now coming around as we get into Labor Day. Approximately 235 million people expected to have, when the numbers are in for the entire summer, 235 million people around the country will have traveled. Brian Osich has details on how technology has made traveling better for you.
When planning a vacation, people don't often think about how data plays a major part in a successful trip. One technology giant, Intel, has found big data is changing the industry in a variety of ways by making travel less stressful and getting you to your desired location on time. Real-time big data analytics can provide customers with the accurate and crucial information they need to have stress-free trips, from online flight and hotel bookings to weather forecasts to smartphone navigation and customer service. In fact, the travel industry is recognizing big data analytics as a tool to make travel easier, less expensive, and more efficient for customers. One example of how big data is powering better travel experiences is from research organization Texas Advanced Computing Center, which provides scientists with radar data from planes flying into storms. This information can improve weather forecasts by as much as 40%, giving travelers the ability to better plan for a stress-free trip and keeping planes on time. For more information, visit intel.com/bigdata. That's technology now from Intel.
All right, so apparently the numbers are in the usual AAA travel forecast suggesting 35 million of you will travel for Labor Day. That's the highest since the Depression or the Recession, whatever you want to call it, began in 2008 as far as the drivers on the increase.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.